I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi stands trial on November 4th. He's charged with committing and inciting violence throughout Egypt. His supporters' response to the news is already raising security questions, especially for Christians who've been targeted. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says the demand for protection of Christians is gaining traction from some unexpected allies.
The army is trying to some degree to protect the Christian community. And even moderate Muslims are trying to protect the Christian community.
AMG's partners are keeping a low profile, but their faith is drawing people to God. Will you pray with them? Next, Kazakh pastor Kushkambayev has been in prison since May under trumped-up charges. Russian Ministries is reporting that on Monday, due to his declining health, a judge released the 67-year-old pastor to house arrest. He was rearrested before even reaching home on charges of religious extremism. Pray for Pastor Kushkambayev as he's facing a new set of difficulties now. And kids with albinism are getting a helping hand. In Africa, albino children could be considered high risk. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says there are kids with albinism in most of their ministry locations. ECM's national staff reaches out to these kids with Christ's love.
It provides an opportunity to share the gospel with the whole family of the child that has albinism, because usually nobody else is reaching out to them.
Help us spread the word of ECM's work on Facebook. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes think you've disappointed God? With your best gift, Mission Network News will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He reminds us that God is there, ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.